And next up on the teleconference is Ohio State junior defensive tackle Draymont Jones. Jones leads the Buckeyes in tackles for a loss with 12 and sacks with 7.5 in 2018. He was also an All-Big Ten performer last season. Draymont, thanks for joining us today. If you could, give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's game, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Okay. I am super excited for that here, and I can't wait to add another monument to my legacy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Draymont. Let's open the call for media questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Draymont, Urban said on Sunday that he's talked to you guys as leaders about making sure that you turn the page and that you prepare just as hard for this game. Just what's his message been like to the team over the past couple of days?
Kind of like you, what you just said. I mean, he talked about us being elite warriors, and when elite warriors do, we celebrate the victory and we immediately turn around to focus on our next mission.
Being a leader, what do you feel like your responsibility is in terms of making sure that everybody does focus and put in the work they need to this week?
I feel like I just have to align my goals and align my habits and kind of just bring them with the team and just kind of lead this team into the victory because, you know, now that Nick is gone, I've been the focus of the D-line to kind of lead, and I'm ready to take on that challenge.
Thanks, Draymond.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hey, Draymond, I'm just wondering, you know, it's kind of maybe an odd question, but do you feel like this team gained a new impetus after Saturday the way you guys performed? I mean, do you sense something a little bit different about the atmosphere now than maybe a week ago?
Especially because last week, before this game, people were counting us out. We had no shot of being in the playoffs. We had a terrible defense, inconsistent offense, whatever people wanted to say. And I feel like Saturday we kind of just proved what we're capable of doing, like we've been saying all year.
Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, I don't know how much video you've gotten to watch yet of Northwestern. I know you know of Northwestern. But when I say Northwestern, what kind of comes to mind from a football standpoint?
From a football standpoint, I feel like Northwestern has a good balance between the run and pass game. I mean, I feel like they have a really good quarterback back there. I think he's probably one of the one or two best quarterbacks we'll play this year, and he has a great arm and has the ability to run. We have to be very stout in what we do.
Thank you, man.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Hey, Draymond. Obviously, you made your decision last year to return. You could have been in the NFL right now. At the end of this year, having playoff discussions on this call, beating Michigan again, you know, being in the discussion to maybe win for compete for a national championship, what do you think of your decision to return? Is this what you hoped for? And just analyze now, like, just that entire decision and how tough that might have been for you.
I mean, selfishly, this is what I hope for, just to improve and create more production for myself. But, I mean, my mindset is always about the team first, and I always wanted to come back and just try to get a chance to go to the playoffs to win a national championship, and that's been my main focus since I came back in January.
So being in this position now where, you know, you guys are playing in a game, you're in the playoff debate, did things come together the way you hoped? Are you feeling the reward of that right now?
And everything's coming together in my checklist. And, I mean, one was to, you know, beat the team up north. We did that, and now it's to get a Big Ten championship ring, and we're on the goal to that now.
Thanks very much.
Your next question is from Taylor Ashbrook, Buckeye Beat Report.
Hey, Draymond. So Terry just said when he was asked about how the committee has maybe viewed you guys here in the past several weeks, he talked about inconsistencies. How much of an emphasis is being put this week on putting together again that consistent defensive performance that you guys did last week, not just to win against Northwestern, but to make that final statement for a case to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that emphasis has to be enhanced even more. I mean, our goal last week was kind of just turn up the knob and playing the game as if it's 0-0, no matter what the score was. No matter about 20, 30, 40, 50, we had to play like the game was 0-0. And now that we know that we're capable of achieving what we just did Saturday, we know we have to enhance it beyond that to convince the committee to go to the playoffs.
Thanks, Draymond.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Draymond, the defensive performance, I mean, he gave up 39 points, but it was still a great defensive performance. What was the key to it, you think? What did you guys want to emphasize more than anything else last week, especially that can carry through?
Just playing with that dog mentality. I mean, we went into the game saying, you know, this game doesn't have to be close. I mean, we have to prove to everybody that we can dominate, and I think we did an excellent job of doing that Saturday.
In particular, linebackers, Malik Harrison played great. You know, obviously you're a defensive lineman, but could you kind of address how the linebackers played?
I feel like they played in a way to prove everybody wrong. I mean, people have created a lot of problems. Not created a lot of problems, but people have kind of talked about our linebacker unit all season. I feel like Saturday was one of those games where they shut the mouth to everybody that were doubters.
Thanks very much.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Draymond, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
I look forward to you.